Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, understanding his death and resurrection, and this study covers the final three chapters of the Gospel of Mark. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to Jesus experiencing his touch, and also Jesus listening for his voice. Those two studies examined Mark chapters 1 through 13. And just so you know, you can also find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, and Loving God and Others, the Heart of True Faith. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to slow down and carefully observe the passages verse by verse. This will help each one of us to better interpret and apply God's Word. And now, please open your Bible or your workbook and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for being with us each and every lesson through this Bible study. I pray that your Spirit would continue to minister to our hearts. And Lord, we just thank you for your Word. We thank you, Lord, for your Son. We thank you, Lord, for your love that you've poured lavishly on each of us. Continue to be with us as we study this final lesson and this Bible study. We just give you honor and praise. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have your workbook, I will begin on page 86. We're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. If you don't have a workbook, please grab your Bibles. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. In the observation section, it says here, the Apostle Paul wrote the majority of the New Testament epistles or letters to believers in the early church. Let's close our study by looking at what Paul wrote to those in Corinth in respect to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are going to put a box around every reference to the gospel, including the word which and what. We're going to also mark all references to Jesus with a cross. And we're going to also draw an upward arrow over every reference to the resurrection, including Jesus' appearances after he was raised. Okay, so again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, so box gospel, box word which also you received, mark which, in which also you stand, mark the word which. Again, verse 2, by which also you are saved, so mark which, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, mark word, mark which, unless you believed in vain. Verse 3, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, so mark the word what, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, mark he for Jesus, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, so mark he again, mark the word raised, verse 5, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, so mark he for Jesus, mark the word appeared with an upward arrow. Verse 6, after that, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, mark he for Jesus, mark the word appeared with an upward arrow, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, so mark he for Jesus, mark the word appeared with an upward arrow. And the last verse, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also, so mark he for Jesus, and mark the word appeared. Okay, I will reread the text without interruption, and it says, now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. And last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also. Okay, we have a number of questions that we're going to answer as it pertains to the passage. And the first says, what do you learn about the gospel from this passage beginning at verse 1? Read through the text carefully so you don't miss a single truth. Well, in verse 1, we know that the gospel was made known to the Corinthian believers. They not only heard the gospel, but they received it. They embraced it. And we also see that Paul wrote that they stood on the gospel, meaning that they received it as truth. And it would be safe to say they proclaimed it as well. Okay. And verse 2 and 3 talks further about the gospel. It says, this gospel by which you also are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Okay. Looking at question 2, it says, what do you learn from marking Jesus? So we know that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That's first 3. We know that he was raised on the third day, once again, according to the scriptures. That would be verse 4. And we also know, looking at verses 5 through 8, that Jesus appeared to a number of people after the resurrection. So again, there is evidence that Jesus was raised from the dead, for there were many eyewitnesses. Okay. Also looking at the next question, it says, according to this passage, what is the evidence of Jesus's death? Well, we know that he was buried, as we read in verse 4. And we also know that he was raised from the dead on the third day, according to the scriptures. Okay. Moving on to the fourth question, it says, what proves that Jesus was raised from death? And we, again, have a number of accounts where Jesus appeared to numerous people over many days. Question 5, was Paul an eyewitness to what he wrote? How do you know? And the answer, of course, is yes. In that last verse, it says here, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also. Question 6 says, do you believe the gospel and why? I certainly believe the gospel. I believe the gospel message is truth. We also, of course, have the evidence from many witnesses that Jesus appeared to after his resurrection. We know, according to the word of God, which I believe is truth, that he was raised on the third day, and that what was written in the scriptures was fulfilled. Question 7 says, how does this good news impact the way you are living? How are you sharing the message? Well, I certainly ask the Lord each and every day to help me to walk faithfully with him. I also, my prayer is that the Lord would give me the boldness to share the gospel and to become a disciple maker. I count it a privilege, certainly, to share the good news, the gospel message with others, whether it's face-to-face, whether it's at the grocery store, my neighbors, my podcast. Again, I count it a privilege to be able to share Christ with others. And the last question says, finally, how would what you learned this week impact your response if a doctor diagnosed you with an illness that might take your life? So this certainly is a very personal question, one to think about. Well, if I knew that I had an illness that is terminal, this certainly would be an opportunity to share my faith with the doctor, letting him know that I would be in prayer, that the Lord would heal me. But ultimately, I know that my healing may not come, or it may not take place on this side of heaven. But at the same time, I would still have that hope that if it's the Lord's will, that he would heal me. So again, this would be an opportunity possibly to share the gospel message with my doctor. And before I wrap up this Bible study, there is, of course, the final words on the wrap it ups in the wrap it up section on page 88 of the workbook. And it says, some would try to persuade us that there is no resurrection of the dead, even as some tried to convince the Apostle Paul. His response, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. 1 Corinthians 15:17. Beloved, do you understand that because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, never to die again, if you believe, you will do the same. Just think, you are going to spend eternity with the one who so loved you that he laid down his life for you. When you become his disciple, his follower, you pass from death to life, life with a purpose, with abundance, with a mission. Matthew 28 verses 18 through 20, John 10:10, Ephesians 2:10. Jesus's final message to us in Mark is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. That is found in Mark 16:15. This is now your mission. Take what you have learned in the Gospel of Mark and share it with others. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. Romans 10:15. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news of freedom to all who believe. Amen. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.